call her what?
Well, I just call her
gospel.
I'd call her a tap. I'd call her gospel. And,
okay.
And sometimes I just go to you. I just say like this. You run the mouth.
Yeah. Would a tattle mean the same thing as a gossip?
Well, in a way, do nothing. A tattle.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say you can.
Would you ever use that?
You can that around and around. Gossip is just what I'm talking to you, of course.
Okay. Would you ever use a tattle about an adult? Would you ever say an adult with a tattler?
Yes, I've said adults with tattlers. Like I've said, kids with tattlers. I have said that. Just not okay. Always messing with somebody's business.
Now, what would you give a child something to play with?
Well, that depends. Now, there's a whole lot of different things you can give a child to play with.
You'd say you just give him a what? Just a...
Well, just make it this way. Just give him a doll.
Mm-hmm.
Play with it. Just make it short. Just give him a doll to play with.
Yeah. Back in your days, you didn't have a lot of play.
Didn't have a lot of play things. No, didn't have a lot of play things. Just...
Call it a play pretty?
Yeah, sometimes you play good old play pretty.
What's a play pretty?
Well, a little play pretty is just something that all you do is play it's not to be used for nothing else, because it won't serve for no other purpose than to just hand it around and play it.
Mm-hmm. What might a play pretty include?
What's that?
What might a play pretty be? What might it include?
Well, it includes a lot of things. Now, I'll tell you what,
Would that be the same thing as a toy?
If I was a child, I'd give them a lot of little toys, any kind of toys, marbles, or anything.
What about a gun? A toy gun?
Well, that ain't a play. Well, a toy gun, I'd call that a play too. I thought it was mean a main gun.
Yeah.
A toy gun.
Yeah. Now, you might say, if the highway department was out here working on the road, you might say you couldn't get anywhere because the road was all
blocked.
It was all tore up.
Well, I just say it's all blocked up because it's all
tore
up or blocked.
Okay, tore up. Okay, now, if you didn't know the answer to a question, you went and you either looked it up or you...
Well, I'll tell you about me. If I don't know the answer to something that I don't know, I'll try to look it up and see if I can find it, and then sometimes I'll ask somebody that I think do know, just like Philip was, just like that eunuch was when he asked Philip.
When he what?
When that eunuch, when he asked Philip, and he's going on the chair reading there.
Yeah.
And Philip, you know, he's one of the disciples. And he's driving along in his chair, reading about it. He's led as a lamb to slaughter and done before his shears. You know, what is that? And he asked Philip, what was it? And asked Philip to go up in the chariot with him. And Philip got up in there and explained to him Jesus Christ and his purpose in the world and what he come here for. And that man become converted. And the record, he said, look here, here's some water right here. You baptize me now. That's what
yeah.
Yeah, I believe you baptize me right now.
Yeah. Now, if the teacher came in the morning, there was a funny picture on the blackboard, she'd say, who?
Well,
who what? Who, somebody?
Well, whose picture is this?
Or who did what?
Whose picture is it?
What do you mean, whose picture is it?
Yeah, whose picture is it? What they do is like I go down and read the store, look up there, and there's a man Lee's picture on the wall. One of the best friends I ever had.
Yeah.
Beat up the Lee.
Yeah. Say there was the teacher came in the room and the children were all in the room and somebody had made a funny picture on the board. They'd say, who? She'd say, who?
Well, who drew this mess up here on this board?
Okay.
That's what I'd say.
All right.